Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Kate Sprecher. Today we speak with City Manager Aaron Adam about developments in the senior board separation at the latest City Council meeting.
The senior center separation had some developments in it. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So, three things that were discussed on Monday night. So, probably best to take them one at a time. The first would be the actual separation of the senior board from under the city auspices. And to do that requires an ordinance. An ordinance takes three readings to pass unless there are four or more council members who vote to waive the second and third readings, in which case something can pass on its first time being on the agenda. Because we only had three members of the council who could vote and two who abstained, we couldn't do that on Monday night's agenda. And so what happened was the first consideration, the first reading was approved, and there will need to be a subsequent second and third reading. When the third reading, presumably it will pass as it did for the first reading, when the second and third readings do officially pass, that will complete that process, separating the senior board from the city of Knoxville. And in its place, the senior board has put together all of the paperwork and put into place a nonprofit organization that is going to be the Knoxville Senior Center. And that organization will essentially replace the senior board how it stood under the city auspices. So that's really the first piece of what happened Monday night. The second piece was to discuss a lease. Now, a lease has to happen with a separate organization. The city can't form a lease with one of its own boards. And so nothing was done as far as voting on a lease, but once that separation becomes formalized, after that third reading, the city of Knoxville can enter into a lease agreement with the Knoxville Senior Center, the new nonprofit group that is formed to take on the senior board's responsibilities. That group asked for a three-year lease, many of the terms and conditions essentially the same as what the agreement has been historically. And council had a very few minor changes to that. Really, the changes were a little more additional oversight on subleasing from the space, and then asking for a 5% return of revenues from that subleasing to help contribute towards the maintenance of that space. Otherwise, the agreement essentially stays the same. That is not formally passed, as I said, until the senior board is separated to become the Knoxville Senior Center. But once that happens, I think that council would be comfortable to move forward with the lease as discussed on Monday night. The final piece is a financial piece related to money that the senior board has on its books and a request that they made for an additional appropriation from the city. This is a piece that was able to be voted on Monday night, and so this was voted on, and the result of that was to return the funds that the senior board has collected over the years in its entirety. That will take a little bit of logistics because some of that money is tied up in investments, but the city will work with the senior board to ensure that the money is kept whole and whatever procedures we have to take to do that. The second piece of that was the request for an additional $30,000 appropriation, which the council did not grant at this time. So that's really the three pieces of what happened on Monday night. And so moving forward, the next steps will be, as I mentioned, the second and third readings to formalize the ordinance separating the senior board. And once those are completed, formalizing the lease that's essentially been negotiated. And that will complete the process and have the Knoxville Senior Center operating independent of the city and ready for them to move forward in their new phase.
What effect will this have for people that utilize the Senior Center now?
Well, my understanding is that there shouldn't be any real change for them. They should continue using the services there. You know, I think the other piece to this is that this is something that the senior board has requested because it's going to give them some flexibility. And so the hope is, not only for the senior board, but I feel like the city too wanting to be supportive, is that this new entity will have some flexibility that the senior board under the auspice of the city did not have, specifically with grants. And so I hope that there's an opportunity that this will continue to be a strong organization, providing great services for the senior citizens of Knoxville, and hopefully be even stronger with the ability to secure these opportunities for grants.
Thanks again to Aaron Adams. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a great farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLN.com.